8th April 1947. Blessings. Recently, Elder Brother's children, Shastri and Murti, wrote a letter to Bhagavan as follows. To Chiranjeevi Bhagavan, Tathaya, Grandfather, Namaskarams. Do you know of any mantram that gets us whatever we want? If so, please send it to us in writing immediately. Your grandchildren, Shastri and Murti. When I said, what do they mean by writing Chiranjeevi Tathaya? Silly, Chiranjeevi means long life and is used by elders in addressing younger people. Sundaresha Iyer remarked, they have written correctly. Who else can be Chiranjeevi other than Bhagavan? They bow to the grandfather who lives eternally. They wanted him to bless them so as to get whatever they want. What is wrong? Bhagavan said with a smile, in my younger days, I wrote a similar letter to my uncle's son, Ramaswami. I stayed with them for some time in Dindigul, where I was studying. I came to Tiruchuli during a vacation. I wanted to write a letter to Ramaswami. I did not know how to address him. In the letters written to him by my father, I noticed him writing Ashirvadams, blessings, to Ramaswami. So I also began to write to him Ashirvadams, to brother-in-law. He was older than me, and I did not know that I should have written Namaskarams. I thought it would be the same for all people. I realized this mistake when he laughed at me for this. One devotee said, I believe Bhagavan was very familiar with that Ramaswami. Bhagavan replied, yes, in the place where my picture is now placed in the Sundara Mandiram in Tiruchuli, there used to be a tape cot. My father used to sleep on it. No one else but Ramaswami and myself could take the liberty of getting on it. When father was not in town, we too used to sleep on it together. No one had any familiarity with father except Ramaswami, because he had no mother, and myself, because I was by nature very free in such matters. Father was a towering personality. The devotee said, did that Ramaswami ever come here? Bhagavan said, he came here once, long back. To move out of his place was a great problem for him. People who had been here used to tell him about me, it seems. He had been putting off his visit to this place from time to time when this Vishwanath ran away from home, saying he did not want to marry and came here. He is the son of Ramaswami. He thought he could take Vishwanath back. After all, it being the case of his own son, he could not delay coming here. Vishwanath himself got a letter saying that he was coming. Without telling me the news, he, Vishwanath, gave me that letter saying, the Dindigul mountain has started moving. On looking into the letter, I understood what he meant. Ramaswami came here the very next day. Recently, while writing letters to me, he himself has begun writing Namaskarams to Swami. He writes, Swami should bless me. It means he received my blessings even when I was young. Whoever expected at that time that it would turn out like this? I wrote something, that was all.